For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. There is a new online map designed to help people better navigate the New York Canal system and hundreds of nearby places of interest, visitor centers, boat rentals, and paddling access sites. The Erie Canalway National Heritage Corridor launched the website with support from New York State. I spoke with the organization's executive director, Bob Radliff, about the effort.
The new map just released today. You can find it at newyorkcanalmap.com. Has many user-friendly features for both residents and visitors to the New York's canals and Canalway corridor, whether they're traveling by boat or bicycle, car, all kinds of modes of travel and engagement in the canal system. The map has several features that are layered that you can turn on and off to help plan trips along the canal system, places to visit, and also it's also friendly to mobile phones. So if you're out on the trails, you can use it as well. We've identified hundreds of places of interest along New York's canal system and again, the Erie Canalway National Heritage Corridor, which runs, overlays the entire canal system, places of interest, historic sites, things of that nature. We've also identified amenity centers, canal amenity centers, where you might be able to find restrooms and visitor information, and those types of things, perhaps showers. We've also have a layer for municipal centers where you can get information from local municipalities. There's literally hundreds of villages and towns and communities and cities along the corridor. We also have integrated our New York State Canalway Water Trail work, which several months ago we released a guidebook and map set specifically for paddlers. And all that information is available through this newyorkcanalmap.com, places to launch kayaks, canoes, et cetera, and lots of other information, including what it means to go through a lock and what kind of hazards, if any, might be on your trip that you want to pay attention to. There's also a filter that you can identify boat rentals. So if somebody wants to, for example, charter their own boat, a self-chartered experience on the canal system, take your own boat through locks and visit the canal communities. We've have information on that. Also, where you might be able to rent paddle crafts is another layer. We've also identified all the locks on the canal system and marinas. So all those filters can be turned on and off to best meet the needs of the user, again, local residents and visitors who are planning and want to experience this national treasure.
And to that point, can you elaborate a little bit more as to what was the decision behind creating the map? Why create it?
Well, we work in the canal corridor year long, all year long, and we get inquiries all the time from bicyclists, boaters, people in cars, trying to plan trips or maximize their experience along the canal system. We work with many partners, and for NewYorkCanalMap.com, New York State Canal Corporation, and I Love New York were instrumental in supporting this endeavor. So we wanted to get all this information in one place, again, with the layered features, make it user-friendly via the website, but also with mobile content, et cetera, mobile phones, so that people can have this information at their fingertips and be able to plan and experience the Canalway the way they want to for the types of experience they want. So we've thought about it, and we finally invested the time and energy, staff time, and again, working with key partners to put all the data together, get it in one spot, create this website that we think is going to be a great asset for people here in the Capital Region But across the canal system, it's the Erie Canal, it's the Champlain Canal, Cayuga, Seneca, and Oswego as well. So it's over 500 miles of interconnected waterways. Over 3 million people live within the Erie Canalway National Heritage Corridor. And then, of course, many other people come to visit each year. And we want this to be a go-to spot for folks to gather information. And then, of course, it links to other partners and other resources as well.
Up until now, how have canal users on the New York system navigated the canal system, whether they were actually on the water or on land near the canals?
You have to be a person, a savvy person, to get all the information. There's different places that have different information on various means, so it was not as easy. For boaters, there in the past has been a canal cruising guide that many have used. That's more for motorized boaters. We saw a need again a year or so ago to develop a guidebook and map set tool for self-propelled boaters, paddlers. So that information is now integrated, whether you're in a motorboat or paddling, whether you're on a bicycle, using a car, on foot, all those different users of the canal system and its trails and its waterways can now use this. So previously it was a challenge to piece together that, and you'd have to look in different spots. And we're hoping that this will consolidate that and make it much easier for all of us.
Now, a large portion of this map covers urban areas, those upstate cities. How far can a person actually travel along New York's canals unimpeded?
Well, one of the most beautiful things about the New York State Canal System and why it is and remains a national treasure is you can still boat from the Atlantic Ocean to the Great Lakes and get many other places around the country and around the world using the canal system. So for boaters, there's a lot of amazing array of interconnected waterways that allows you to experience and explore all different parts of New York State and the country. The Erie Canalway Trail, which is now also co-branded as the Empire State Trail, on a west-east basis, essentially goes from Buffalo to Albany, and that trail is continuing to develop. More of it is being put off-road, paved, various improvements to create a 750-mile-long trail that would include the Erie Canalway Trail, again, west-east, and then the Champlain Canalway Trail, north-south, and then essentially from Manhattan up to the Canadian border. So that'd be a 750-mile-long multi-use trail. So, again, whether you're boating, bicycling, hiking, paddling, there's just a whole array of options for many of us to experience the system.
And how is the use of the Erie Canal changing as its time as mainly a shipping route ebbs? Is it now mostly tourism and recreation?
It still remains an economic development driver. Among other, there's been a couple studies. One several years ago identified non-tourism economic impacts as over $6 billion annually in upstate communities. We just did a recent study, particularly around events and festivals and charter boat rentals and the like, which estimates a $1.3 billion annual economic impact in upstate New York. So a lot of communities have reorientated themselves to the waterways, to the waterfronts, whether it's commercial development, housing, marinas, and all these things are stimulating community development and economic development activity. So there is still some commercial shipping with specialty cargo, which people love to see on the canal system. Things like the Genesee Brewery brought a beer that through the system, I think it was 2 years ago. Lots of people enjoyed watching that go through the system. Other endeavors like the Albany Symphony went through the system and did concerts inside LOC. So we want to retain the ability for those kind of commercial activities. But recreational motorboats certainly are a driving force, including people who do what's called a Great Loop, using the canal system, which does a loop from ocean to ocean through the canal system. And then paddlers are a growing segment, and that was, again, why we came out with this guidebook and map set, which is available at our website for a modest shipping and handling fee. It's eriecanalway.org if people want to look into that. That's a step-by-step guide on how to paddle through the system, what it means to go through a lock, where sites, access sites are, where points of interest are, et cetera. So it's another great resource. And then, of course, we've talked about the Erie Canalway Trail and the Empire State Trail and the related. So there's, you know, the system has evolved with multiple uses, and we're all working hard to build from that, preserve the amazing history, but also promote it as a destination for residents and visitors, and use it as a tool to develop economically.
And going back to the new online map, how exactly was all of this information compiled to be readily accessible?
Well, we've had bits and pieces. Again, over the years, we get inquiries from residents and visitors, and we respond to those inquiries like many of our partners do. So we had identified the need. It was really making a commitment and securing the resources to make it a major project. And again, that's where our partners at New York State Canal Corporation and Empire State Development, the Regional Economic Development Councils, I Love New York, were instrumental in giving us the boost we needed to make it a sustained initiative. So it was very labor intensive. Many people on our staff pulled the information together and got it in one spot. We worked, of course, with a web developer, and we have a design person. So it was an intensive effort of both staff and a couple key consultants supported by some very important partners.